Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Thousand shows of that crap, you think people would be tired of it?
Get up, Kenny. Time to go.
Nah, I'm pretty good here.
Sound off time. Let's go. Go.
Come on. Sound off sucks. It's fake.
Quiet.
Keith has hair implants.
Live from WHO HD, it's Sound Off with Keith Murphy and John Sears, featuring Andy Fales with What's Bugging Andy. Now, get ready to sound off.
I have to drag lazy Kenny out of here. Why does that equal a cheap shot at my expense?
Welcome to my world. I'm just reaccommodating him.
You know how sensitive I am about my hair?
Well, it's lazy Kenny. You don't know what he's going to say.
Your chance to sound off right now. 515-282-9010. The offense looks underwhelming at the Iowa spring game. John will get into that in just a moment. But hey, it's just the spring game, right?
Right?
Right. Sound off on that topic or any other. The number is 515-282-9010. Of all the arguments for Iowa dropping Iowa State from its football schedule, and I heard many, the one that makes the least sense is it would give Iowa a better shot at making the college football playoff. What? Iowa played Iowa State two seasons ago, and the Hawks were one play from the college football playoff. In 2002, Iowa lost to Iowa State and still made a BCS bowl. Iowa needs one thing above all others to strengthen its national rep. Win a bowl game. Indiana University will no longer accept athletes with a history of sexual or domestic violence. Good and alarming, this policy must be put in place. Former Iowa coach George Raveling is now a Nike executive. Raveling calls helicopter dad LeVar Ball, quote, the worst thing to happen to basketball in the last 100 years. Ball is bad, but goodness, George, Baylor had one player murder another, and then head coach Dave Bliss falsely portrayed the dead man as a drug dealer to try and cover up Bliss's own NCAA violations. That's worse than billion-dollar blowhard LeVar Ball. I would have voted Steph Curry MVP last year, and I'd vote Russell Westbrook this year, and both times I'd be wrong. The hands-down, no doubt, most valuable player is LeBron James. And I love coffee. But I have no interest in drinking a unicorn frappuccino.
What?
This sugar bomb looks like someone ate a tube of sweet tarts, drank a big gulp Slurpee, and then threw up in a cup, topped it with cotton candy cream and Barbie doll toe jam, and served it to a bamboozled Starbucks-worshipping public. No. No.
What was that again?
You would drink that crap?
Ugh. Get sick thinking about it. Now, Keith, normally I think football spring games are all hype, a chance for fans to get a glimpse of the team before they break for the summer. The Hawkeyes held their spring game Friday night under the lights. Cool twist, night games are always fun. From reading all the reports and watching some on the Big Ten Network, it's clear the defense dominated. That's nothing out of the ordinary. In fact, that's usually what happens for Iowa in its spring game. But I do think this game raises a little bit of a red flag. The Hawkeyes are coming off another blowout loss in a bowl game, a game where the offense was atrocious at best. 3 points, and that was with a quarterback and tight end that will likely play in the NFL. Sure, C.J. Beathard and George Kittle weren't 100%, but they were better than anything Iowa had on the bench. Friday night, the two quarterbacks vying for the starting job struggled mightily. Tyler Wiegers and Nathan Stanley will likely battle into the fall for the job. I think the hope for fans was to see Stanley take the reins in stride and lead the new offense to the promised land. That didn't happen. Throw in the fact Iowa still doesn't have much at wide receiver, and I think the offense is a point of concern and will be next season. Now, the offensive line should be solid, but Akram Wadley can only do so much. Iowa has to find a capable quarterback with receivers that can not only catch the ball, but get open. The Hawkeyes are not good enough to be strictly a one-dimensional running team. We saw that movie against Florida.
We sure did. I think some of this, though, might be good for Brian Ferentz. Tamp down the expectations a little bit, mm-hmm. because you could have a limited amount of offensive plays you can put in when you have two quarterbacks that look as uncomfortable as Weegers and Stanley did in that spring game.
And I think, like I said, I think fans were hoping for a little more from Stanley because he was the backup last year,
right.
kind of the guy coming in to fill in for C.J.
Bigger upside.
Looked like he had kind of gotten past Weegers in the depth chart. He had last year, but now they're said to be even, and he didn't show much.
Yeah,
and neither did Weegers. Weegers was overthrowing guys, right. interceptions, and that's what you can't have.
In this two-quarterback race, Weegers kind of looks like the Jake Rudock from a few years mm-hmm. ago, and Stanley is kind of viewed as the C.J. Beathard, the bigger upside, the guy with the big arm. So I think fans want to see Stanley,
yeah.
and I think that's who will end up starting, but I do believe it is truly a competition now, and I think most people thought it was going to be Stanley's
yeah,
job.
Yeah, and I do too, and the reason you want Stanley is because you look at the history. Remember when Drew Tate came in, he played 3 years, and his first year sophomore kind of got onto the scene and had that crazy season. You know, every time Iowa's had a new starting quarterback, they've done pretty well. But right now, out of the gates, and again, it's April, it's
yeah.
early, you got a guy named Jake Gervais, who no one ever heard of, 3 interceptions in the spring game. But I still think there's a little bit of a concern because of the way that bowl game ended with the lack of offense, and there's still no weapons at wide receiver. Hopefully Vandenberg is back healthy when he gets to the fall.
It's Gervais. I saw that name and thought, oh, Gervais. Like
Gervais, yeah. Maybe. Gervais, learn that now because he may be starting in the fall.
There you go. The other story tonight, and we'll take your live phone calls here coming up later in the show at 515-282-9010. But Fred Hoiberg, frustrated after the Bulls won the first two games and the talk turned to sweep because they won the first two games. First
yeah.
eight seed to ever win the first two games on the road. Well, an eight seed would be on the road for the first two games. But the Bulls did that. Then Rajon Rondo, who had been so good in those first two games.
Back to vintage Rondo.
Yeah, broke his thumb. Yeah. He is now out the rest of the series. And the Celtics have roared back in Chicago to tie it at two games apiece. But the frustration is getting to Fred, as well as what he perceives as palming by Isaiah Thomas.
Isaiah Thomas is a hell of a player, an unbelievable competitor. He's a warrior. Everything he's going through right now. He had a hell of a game tonight. But when you're allowed to discontinue your dribble on every possession, he is impossible to guard. He's impossible to guard when you're able to put your hand underneath the ball and take two or three steps and put it back down. It's impossible to guard him in those situations.
And that's not the reason why I'm an impossible cover. But, I mean, it is what it is. It's not that funny. But I don't know. I mean, I guess he's going to just keep saying it, but I mean, I've been dribbling that way my whole life, so.
I've said all I'm going to say about it. I'm not going to talk about it anymore, okay? That's all I'm going to say about it. Thank you.
That is Whoa. As frustrated as you see Fred Hoiberg nearly raising his voice there. Is this pressure? Is it just the frustration of having this series seemingly on the cusp of winning?
Is he trying to throw something out there for the refs to maybe take
no
a,
doubt
a look
that.
At? They're struggling right now, the Bulls are. And the problem for Fred, though, is in the NBA now, there's so much traveling. Every play, it feels like some guy's traveling.
Every player
play is
carrying
the ball.
That, so Thomas worse
he
than
may, Yeah, he may be palming it. He may be carrying it. But there's a good chance a couple of the Bulls players, Jimmy Butler, some of these guys, Rajon Rondo maybe a couple times, carries the ball as well. There's so much traveling in the NBA. I don't know if he's going to get too many calls in his favor.
Let us know what you think about that. But right now it is time for lookalikes with a local connection. Old Spice judges Danielle in Melbourne says that Iowa Wild head coach Derek Lalonde looks like Dr. Evil. Old Spice. Derek Lalonde is a nice guy. Do you want this comparison? What if it's worth a million dollars?
$1 $1 billion?
Michael in Beaverdale says Des Moines Buccaneer Brendan Demler looks like the Cubs' Chris Bryant. Old Spice, what do you think? Nice job. Sound off at WHOTV.com if you have a lookalike entry.
Guys, nothing to see here. Yeah, that's always been the best way to guarantee attention, hasn't it? And I got something to get your attention next on What's Buggin' Andy.
This is the guy. Back on Sound Off here, it is Sound Off Twitter. And Iowa Eagle writes, Rondo was the whole key. He was arguably, outside of LeBron, the most valuable player in the playoffs just a few days ago. They're done. So Iowa Eagle with an opinion on what is going on there.
Bob writes, Fred needs to start looking for another job. Talking about Fred Hoiberg, and Fred, we saw not happy in that post-game press conference.
Not happy. I think that's premature, Bob, but yeah. This is a series that the Bulls seemingly had won. It really has flipped, as Iowa Eagle just said, when Rondo could no longer play. Now, back in the day, Andy Fales would have a back-and-forth war of words with many sound-off viewers, but not anymore.
And by not anymore, we mean he had one this week.
All right, guys. I got into one of those Facebook fights this week. You know, those fights that are pointless and stupid and are basically impossible to win. Well, I did win this one because it was a fight with someone who was playing the "this is not a story" card. Now, the post I made on Facebook was on the death of Aaron Hernandez, and this guy was arguing, why is this a story? Now, set aside the suggestion that a former NFL star turned convicted murderer who just hanged himself with a bed sheet is not newsworthy, and let's just focus on the age-old, pointless effort of crying, this is not a story. First of all, we all know why you don't want it to be a story. It casts you or something you support in a negative light, and this is your only feeble defense. Think of them. Deflated footballs are not a story. Signed, Patriots fans. Hillary's emails are not news. Signed, the Clinton campaign. And no one cares about my tax returns. Signed, Donald Trump. Michael Sam. CTE. Baylor Athletics. These were all declared non-stories by people who didn't want to deal with them. And that was never anything but obvious. The second reason that this is not news doesn't work is because it doesn't work. All right, I mean, it has the opposite effect. You've spent a day or two on good old planet Earth. You know how it goes. Nothing makes you want to stop. Like, keep moving. No, don't stop. Keep moving. And what makes you want to keep moving? Well, someone saying, hey, could you stop? And you know what else? Everything that's interesting is not necessarily important. I was reminded of that when I asked, who cares about Manti Te'o's girlfriend? And what's so special about a guy having beers with college kids? Now, I might never have answers to those, but I surely won't be fighting anyone on Facebook over them. I'm Andy Fales, and that's what's bugging me.
Dark side of sports and who's in your five, and more live phone calls, including Mike and Grimes, Schulte in Urbandale, and Ben in Dallas Center, coming up next. Like us on Facebook, Randy commenting on the Iowa offense. I don't think it's going to be that bad. I think it's all new with all new guys. Of quarterbacks have no one to throw to against a good defense and some nerves. I did like that they seem to be moving faster between plays, and Brian Ferentz said they need to step it up faster yet.
Tim writes, Stanley will be the quarterback and will not even be close.
Who's in your five NFL's disgraced criminals? Number five, Lawrence Phillips, the late Lawrence Phillips. Number four, Darren Sharper. Number three, the late Aaron Hernandez. Number two, O.J. Simpson. And number one on the NFL's disgraced criminals, Ray Carruth. Remember the plot to have his girlfriend, pregnant girlfriend, killed? Murdered?
Not a fun list there.
No, that's not fun. Let's move right out of that quickly here and get it to Schulte in Urbandale. Schulte, welcome to Sound Off.
Thank you, guys. Just want to know what your thought was on the guy from Virginia transferred to Iowa State.
Mariel Shayok.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. And okay. We're seeing some video of him right here, Schulte. I don't know a lot about him, John. I know he can shoot the three, as we're seeing. Averaged about 9 points a game at Virginia. Scored 21 in Virginia's first NCAA tournament game this season.
23. Don't short him.
I didn't mean to. you want a guy like this. He's only going to have one season of eligibility, and he has to sit out a season.
Yeah, sits out next year. So I think that's kind of the – if there's one negative, I think he's a good guy to bring in. But if there's one negative, you have to wait a year to see him play 1 year. But I think in 2018-19 season, be a good pickup. And obviously they still have three scholarships left for next year, so they're going to try to get some more guys.
They sure will. Ben is in Dallas Center. Ben, what were your thoughts on Iowa's spring game? You heard what John thought earlier in Sound Off. What did you think?
Well, overall, I think that Nathan Stanley was probably going to be the starter most of all. And I'd just like to hear your thoughts on either Tyler Wiegers or Nathan Stanley as the starter.
Wiegers or Stanley? I think it's going to be Stanley. I think he was the backup last year. He was backing up Beathard. They obviously thought last year he was better than Tyler Wiegers. Now, maybe Wiegers has made a little bit of a jump in the offseason, but judging by what we saw on Friday, and again, it's a small sample size at the spring game, neither was great. Tyler Wiegers didn't do anything that's going to push him ahead of Stanley. So I think Kirk Ferentz and the coaching staff want Stanley to be the quarterback. They want a sophomore to be a starter. Then you get 3 years as this guy is leading the offense. And look, he's got a good frame on him. I think they want Stanley in the end.
Big arm, too. Bill is in Ames. Bill, your thought on football expectations for the Cyclones. What do you think?
Well, thanks for asking me that. Basically, my thoughts are mostly with Coach Campbell. Knowing at the beginning of the season that he knows that he can't win a national championship, how can he jack up his players to play? Thank you.
Okay. Well, I think that he will have them ready to go. I think they should expect to get to a bowl game this year. I think that'll be the goal, and I don't think six wins is anything anybody should back off of at all. That should be the expectation.
They were in a lot of games last year, and there's going to be teams in the Big 12 that are going to be down this year. They crushed Texas Tech last year. Texas is nothing to write home about. Baylor's on the down. So I think Iowa State has a good chance to get five, maybe six wins next year.
Get to that six.
Yep.
Dang right, the NCAA tournament is coming back to God's country. Face-off and final live phone calls. We'll hear from Mike and Grimes next. Sound Off at WHOTV.com. Vice President Mike Pence said Hoosiers is the greatest sports movie of all time. For this comment alone, he deserves to be removed from office. Rocky, Bull Durham, Hoop Dreams, Raging Bull. Hoosiers is good, but not number one, according to Avery in Waukee. I can't bounce Mike Pence for this. Hoosiers is great.
Great movie. There's a lot of debate about the number one sports movie of all time. All right, time to bounce around more topics. We call it Face Off. The Jane Meyer University of Iowa trial started this week. Meyer and AD Gary Barta took the stand. Like most trials, it has two completely different views. What do we take away from this mess, and that still has another week to go?
From testimony read through the Register and Gazette's reporting, we get a fascinating look behind the scenes of the Iowa Athletics Department. And once Kirk Ferentz finds you difficult, you probably should check yourself or freshen the resume.
He's got a lot of power there at Iowa. Des Moines, also known as the greatest city in the world,
yep,
will host the 2019 NCAA tournament. We just hosted last year. It's great to get a bid once, but to get it back again so soon is even bigger for the city.
Sure is. Shows we won the NCAA over, and we did that with closed skywalks, traffic mazes, limited hotel space, and slow concession lines. Wait until 2019, John. The NCAA will want to be here every year.
We are the best.
We're the best.
It's Drake Relays Week, which means cold, wet weather is on the horizon.
Hopefully not.
Rain and 50s in the forecast for the end of the week. This is always a huge event, and let's be honest, it sucks when it rains.
Rain is the absolute worst. Worse than cold, worse than snow, worse than heat. Let's hope the weather changes, as it often does. With 74 Olympians, the Drake Relays deserves sunshine and rainbows.
The Iowa State Police Department is on a roll.
Yes.
They've already gone viral with their donut sketch.
These guys are good.
I love this stuff, and I also think it helps the image of police officers.
Me too.
They don't have an easy job, but any way they can connect with the community is a good move.
It is so smart. Glaze don't blaze on 420. John, I think you can take these guys in a donut eating contest. I mean, how many donuts did you eat during one sound off?
Yeah, 10 while co-hosting.
Right. Iowa State Police donut officers, John, formally challenges you to a donut eating contest next week live on Sound Off. Get in here.
No,
do it.
I am done with donuts. I did not challenge anyone.
Yeah, sure you did. Next week, what do you say? Right here, live.
What?
Let's do it.
No.
Over under. Overrated. Better Call Saul. It's good, but it's not great. I don't think it's great. I hear people say it's great. It's not great.
Underrated. I don't even know how this is possible. Breaking Bad, it's that good. I'm with you on this one. Love Breaking Bad.
Man.
Better Call Saul's good, but not great.
I'll tell you who's great. It's that tiny rep.
All right, boys, hey, you got ref. 1 minute.
I think he's great.
I said 1 minute.
I'd say he's underrated.
Keep it
Mike.
Tight.
Yeah, enough. Mike and Grimes. Mike, what do you think?
Hey, Murphy. I wonder if you had a chance to see the highlights or at least any of the Cardinals game today.
I did, because John ran highlights at 5 o'clock, so
yeah.
I saw them in the sportscast.
Colton Wong, a big hit, and then Mike Leake, the pitcher, I believe, the big hit in the fourth inning to blow it open. The pitcher helping himself. Here's Colton Wong going deep to center.
Oh, yeah. Rick in New Providence. Hi, Rick. Welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. Got me pumped up about Iowa football. I just like to talk about bowl games. I know it's early. I'd like to see us get in a bowl game that we're not overrated just for the fans and bring home a W so boost the morale of the players. I didn't know what you thought about that.
I think that's what's needed the most.
Win in a bowl game right now?
And Iowa did have a run there where they're winning bowl games, but five straight losses, most of them by blowouts. I think that's the biggest reason for the national knocks right
now. The cowherd coming after Iowa. It's
the Bulls.
If you lose to Stanford 42-35 and it's back and forth and Christian McCaffrey scores in the final seconds, you're not getting any hate from anybody. But
35-0 at the
half. Yeah, you get blown out, you're going to get a lot of hate.
People are ready to see the Stanford band. That's a bad game. Craig and Grimes, we have 20 seconds for your final thought.
All right. Hi there. Beep bop, sleep squab.
You say bebops? I could use a bebops right now.
I don't know if he said bebops, but let's just end it on that. Let's go
shake.
Let's go get some chili or maybe a shake. That'll do it for us. We're back next week. We hope you are too.
Oh, we leave you with the sound off, send off. This is live Eagle Cam.
Look, he's up. He's up and around.
This is the eagle named America.
He's majestic. He's a beautiful bird. And look at the three eaglets there. They're not as active.
Is he going for a hunt?
He's giving himself a bath.